Please be seated. Grace, mercy, and peace to you from God our Father and from our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ.
Amen. Amen.
Our texts for today, particularly Luke chapter 2, verses 1 through 14, and John chapter 1, verses 1 through 14 for our sermon for today, as we conclude our Advent series, What Child Is This? Has been the question we've been asking. And so when a child is born, there are questions that are typically asked. Parents ask, is the baby healthy? Others will ask, how much does he weigh? I don't know about you, but I find it odd that we always ask how much a child weighs when it's born, but we don't walk up to each other now and say, hi, I'm 280 pounds. How about you? That would be an odd thing to do, but that's what we seem to do. Grandparents ask, what did you name her? Or who does she look like? Whose eyes does she have? Nurses and doctors closely examine the child and want to know, is he alert? Are his lungs clear? We expect these kinds of questions. They're the normal kinds of questions. But there are other questions we never expect to hear at the birth of a healthy child. Who would ever dare ask, who will handle the funeral arrangements for him someday? Or what cemetery do you think she'll be buried in? Or what will be the cause of his death? For everything there is a season, the scriptures say. And the season for asking about a person's death is not usually at his or her birth. One of our hymns asks similarly an unusual question about a child born in Bethlehem, and we have been focusing on this question throughout the Advent series. What child is this? However, it is a fitting question because this child is born in a most unusual way. His mother is a virgin. His birth announced by heavenly hosts praising God. So what child is this? The wonderful answer is proclaimed by the angels. I bring you good news of great joy that will be for all people. For unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, who is Christ the Lord. What child is this? This child is no less than the Lord Himself, the Lord of heaven and earth. The Lord whose voice breaks the cedars now coos softly in His mother's arms and cries when hungry and wet. The same Lord who told the shepherd Moses to not come near because the Lord's presence was too holy now invites shepherds to draw near to him as he lies in a manger, helpless as a child. The shepherd Moses hid his face from the Lord, but now these shepherds behold the Lord face in the face of a baby. The unapproachable one is now approachable. The intimidating one is now quite inviting. That is certainly good news for us. But what makes God's appearance in human flesh good news? Good news of great joy is that He comes in order to redeem us. The Lord of creation became part of His creation in order to recreate what man had broken. The Word became flesh and dwelt among us, John says, in a very un-Christmassy way of speaking of the birth of Jesus. The Immortal One was born in a specific time and place to unite Himself forever with His mortal creatures. Yet you could ask the question, what if the Lord had taken on flesh in order to confront mankind? To demand payback for the sins committed against Him. Oh Lord, have mercy, I think we would need to cry. What if the Lord had appeared among us with a human face in order to scowl at us for all our selfishness? Oh Lord, have mercy. But thanks be to God that His incarnation is instead good news of great joy. It is for us, as the herald angel declared. The reason why it is good news of great joy is that this child's birth We do not ask the normally unthinkable question, how would this child die? For this child was born to die. This was God's plan even before the child was conceived in the virgin's womb and born. This is what the heavenly angels are talking about when they say his birth will bring peace on earth. This child will die because of us, and he will die for us. As he who knows no sin becomes sin for us, so that we might receive the righteousness of God. The prophet Isaiah had declared, to us a child is born. The angel said, unto you this day is born a Savior, unto us, whose worldly passions conceive and give birth to worldly thoughts and ungodly living. Unto us, whose sinful hearts give birth to cruel and hurtful words, even against those we love the most. Unto us, whose sinful nature drives us to live as though God does not matter and we matter most. Unto us sinners, this child is born. So repent and rejoice greatly for his holy birth. But don't forget to rejoice also for his holy death. For already at his birth, the cross, death, burial are all foreshadowed there for us. What child is this? The one who had a Mary at his birth and multiple Marys at his death. What child is this? The one who had righteous Joseph at his birth and righteous Joseph of Arimathea at his death. What child is this? The one who was wrapped in swaddling cloths and laid in a manger at his birth, and was wrapped in a shroud and laid in a tomb at his death. What child is this? The one whose birth was honored by wise men bearing myrrh, and whose death is honored by faithful women bearing myrrh to his tomb. What child is this? The one who was in the world, and yet the world was made through him, and yet the world did not know him. For he came to his own people, and they did not receive him. But to all who did receive him, who believed in him, in his name, he gave the right to become the children of God, who were born not of blood, nor of the will of the flesh, nor of the will of man, but of God. What child is this? This child is the great light that has shone on us who dwell in a land of deep darkness. This child is a real human child, who has a real human body. His body was wrapped up and laid in a tomb. But on the third day, his real human body came back to life again, the first fruits of the resurrection of our human bodies too. The grace of God, you see, has appeared, bringing salvation for all people in this child, Jesus. So let us do something that is normal at the birth of a child. Let's look closely at this son of Mary. The prophet Isaiah said all authority would be upon his little shoulders. This child used this authority to free us from hell and from death and destruction. Look closely at this child. He has the lips of the wonderful counselor. He comforts our troubled consciences with the most wonderful counsel you could ever hear. Your sins are forgiven. Look closely at this child. He has the hands of mighty God, and he set aside that might to have his hands nailed to a cross to extend mercy to you and me through even his holy meal. Look closely at this child. He has the arms of everlasting Father, arms that spread out on a cross to draw us to himself, to wrap his arms around us in holy baptism, and to welcome us home as forgiven sons and daughters. Look closely at this child. He has the royal head of the Prince of Peace, but his head was crowned with thorns in order to place on our heads his crown of glory. The grace of God has appeared, bringing salvation for all people. Today, that salvation is again extended to us as a gift from this child's altar. It's Christmas, and Jesus is giving you the best gift, His very body and blood, in with and under the bread and the wine, for the forgiveness of your sins. Renews your zeal for good work and inflames our love for our neighbor. What wondrous gift of love this is. So we've been asking, what child is this? This is the Lord who has saved us. And so as we sang in the hymn, what child is this? We haste, haste to bring Him laud. Hail, hail, the Word made flesh, and joy, joy, for Christ is born, the babe, the Son of Mary. Born for you, born for me. Merry Christmas, dear friends in Christ. In Jesus' precious name. Amen.
Amen.
Now may the peace which passes all human understanding keep our hearts and minds in Christ Jesus our Lord. Amen.